Hello, Sublet County. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on Sunday the 29th. I thought I would report on the bills that I sponsored this session. Being on the Appropriations Committee has eaten up a lot of my time, and so I have refrained from sponsoring many bills. I brought House Bill 120 out early in the process, and it would have allowed county commissions the ability to petition the Wyoming Department of Transportation to reduce the speed limit on stretches of highways within their jurisdictions. However, it would have required WIDOT to respond to the petition in a period of time. Last year, I had to call a public meeting and pressure WIDOT to look at a lower speed limit south of Pinedale. To WIDOT's credit, they are trying a pilot nighttime speed limit project on that stretch. I felt there was a better process for review than a legislator exerting pressure on a state agency. By one vote, I lost the bill in the House on Friday because folks had concerns that counties would create speed traps. This bill left the decision with WIDOT, so I believe those concerns were unfounded, but the bill died. I am also sponsoring House Bill 227, which would require a notice for auto-renewing consumer contracts with a term of over 12 months. It is hard for folks to remember when these long-term auto-renewing contracts are up if they want to cancel their contract. I am sure this will bring up lots of debate, but I think it is only fair that consumer be given a notice before a long-term contract is automatically renewed. This bill will be heard in the Corporations Committee on Tuesday. There are individuals selling GPS locations, of big buck deer over the internet, and this is occurring for bucks residing in the western mountains of Wyoming. My bill, House Bill 229, would define hunt consultation services as a guide service and place them under the regulations of guides and outfitters. If you are selling location of big bucks, then in my opinion, you are conducting a guide service and should be regulated like every other guide. In fact, one website states that clients took two big bucks that scored over 193 inches in 2016. I simply don't like this practice and would be interested in what my Sublet County hunters think. This would not apply to someone who GPS locates animals for his or his friend's hunts. My most controversial bill is House Bill 272, and it would require a decal or electronic decal for mountain bike riders on public lands. The money from the decal would be split between mountain bike trail maintenance and endangered species management. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department would be the recipient of money to help their endangered species programs, and state parks would get the money for mountain bike trail maintenance or improvements. It is hard to find a way for non-consumptive uses of Wyoming's natural resources to pay for wildlife management, and this would be one way to capture some money for endangered species management while improving trails for a burgeoning mountain bike industry. The decals would be available to the general public if they wanted to support endangered species programs. It is not my intent to pass this bill this session, but just to get the idea out there in the public and to look at next interim by Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife Committee. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com. Thanks.